In this module, we are looking a bit at pulling everything that we've done so far together into our tax computation and looking at a new layout for that. Before we start looking at the layout, just a quick reminder that when we're doing tax computations, then we will want to do non-savings income first, then savings, and then dividends. So let's look at how we lay it out. We've got five columns, total, non-savings, savings and dividends, so that we can split the income up. We then list the income down the left hand side. So here we've got employment income, so we put the total for the employment income in the total column and also the non-savings column. Similar with savings, total in the total column, savings in the savings column. When we've listed all of the income and added it to the relevant columns, we then calculate the net income, just totalling up each of these columns. We then take off personal allowance if it's applicable, remembering about restrictions to personal allowance and that some people have zero personal allowance but never negative. So we take the personal allowance from the total, and then we take it from the non-savings. Now, if the non-savings were £10,000, then we take £10,000 personal allowance from the non-savings. There'd be £2,500 standard left. We would then move that to the savings. If the savings have only got £1,000, we've still got £1,500 personal allowance left. We would move that across to the dividends column. So we just keep moving that right until we use all of the personal allowance up. Then we total the columns below, and that gives us our taxable income. So let's look at a worked example. So during the 1920 tax year, Jane has the following income. She has £36,000 from employment income. She has £25,000 from property. She has £20,000 from dividend, and she has £2,000 from bank interest. And we're asked to calculate her taxable income for the year. So what we're going to do is pile these figures into that tax computation that we saw earlier. So you see here that we've got her employment income, £36,000 in total and non-savings. Her property income, £25,000 in total and in non-savings. Her dividends of £20,000 in the total column and the dividends column. And the savings of £2,000 in the total column and the savings column. We total these columns up and we can see that Jane has less than £100,000, so she's going to have her full personal allowance. So we take the £12,500 off the total column. We can see that her non-savings is more than the £12,500, so we can take the whole amount off of the non-savings. So Jane's taxable income is £70,500. £48,500 of that being non-savings, £2,000 of that being savings, and £20,000 being dividends. Now in the next module, we'll look at how we start to calculate that out. However, we've got a couple of questions for you to try before we get there. So Sue has the following income from the 2019-20 tax year. She has employment income of £8,000, dividends of £42,000, and a savings income of £8,000, and we're asked to calculate her taxable income. And Peter has employment income of £32,000, dividends of £8,000, and savings income of £1,000, and we're asked to calculate his taxable income also. As always, you can download the answers below this video.